an Unspoiled Network podcast.
This is Undeclared the Punisher, Season 1, Episode 12, Home. In this episode, we have the dead coming back to life. We have secrets revealed. We have some of the most brutal violence on this show so far. And I'm still fucking bored. Welcome to Undeclared. Hey, Jamie.
Hey, Krista. Why are you bored?
It was just the slowest episode ever to me.
Oh, I don't agree.
Good.
I didn't find it boring.
I did. I just wanted to get to the next part, and I just kept on wanting more to happen.
Okay.
Yeah. So I'm glad that you didn't find it boring, because I was really worried we both would have been like, this episode is terrible.
It's a very pivotal episode.
I loved the acting in the episode, generally. I actually looked up the director because I thought that whoever the director is, they're really good with actors, including kid actors.
Yeah, not Zach, but Leo.
Oh, she did an amazing job. The director is Jet Wilkinson. She's a woman of color.
Nice.
Australian.
Cool.
But every single thing seemed to be an up-close frame of somebody's face and their reactions.
I didn't mind.
I know why.
It was a lot of up-close Billy Russo face.
Was there a lot?
So much.
Is there some reason that you like him?
Nah, he's all right. His hair is only okay.
Guys,
His face is fine. He doesn't have the most amazing body I've ever seen.
Well, you don't see much of it.
He doesn't look great in clothes at all. Those pants were not perfectly fitting.
We're back, guys.
I don't want to climb him like a tree. I did not look up how tall he was, just to know.
How tall is he?
6'1".
Oh, so he's like 5'8".
He's so perfect. He's so perfect. No, I could tell he was tall. I also looked up how tall the actor who plays David is, because that scene where he and Frank are standing waiting for the van to show up.
Yeah.
I was looking at him and I was like, he's thinner than I think of him as being, maybe because he wore a bathrobe through most of the series.
Yeah.
But also he just seems really tall.
Mm-hmm.
And so I looked him up and he is 6'1" as well. And John Bernthal is 5'11".
Not surprised in the slightest.
So, yeah, I can tell when actors are tall because I've seen so many short ones. They try to make them look tall, but you can tell they're not.
Yeah. Well, David, the guy who plays David is pretty gangly.
Yeah, but I never really noticed it before this episode. His legs just looked really, really long in those jeans. And I was like, God, how tall is he?
I have a terrible joke that I was going to save, but I'm going to say it now. It was entertaining on Palm Sunday to watch a guy who is Jewish looking like that get raised from the dead.
Oh boy. Wait, Palm Sunday, when's that? Yesterday?
Yeah.
Oh,
so guys, you know when we're recording now.
Mark that down when you hear this 6 months from now.
I resemble that remark.
So yeah, I like this episode because it was time for there to be some kind of discussion between Frank and Billy.
Mm-hmm.
And I always have this dumb hope that Billy's gonna apologize or something, feel bad at all about what he's done. Hey, he doesn't.
No, he doesn't.
And yet, at the end when he's like, I love to watch you work. God damn it. I hate him so much. That should not make me like, oh, gotta fan myself. My Lord.
This is why we're still doing the show, guys. This is why we kept it going.
Oh, God. Just wait until Shadow and Bone comes out and we get Ben Barnes as another villain character.
Is he only good as a villain for you?
Well, I haven't watched anything where he's not.
Oh. I'm surprised you haven't seen his entire catalog at this point.
I haven't. It's not like it's all readily available, and I'm not watching that Lion, Witch, and Wardrobe sequel, whatever it is, Prince Caspian?
Sure.
Not watching that. I hated the first one. I can't do it.
I hated the books, so.
Well, I haven't read them. I know there are people out there that are big Chronicles of Narnia fans. I'm sorry. And I'm sure he's adorable in it, whatever. But I can't. I'm sorry. I'm not sorry. There's a movie that he did with Bradley Cooper and Zoe Saldana, which I have seen, but I don't remember him in it. That's on Amazon, so I might rewatch that because that actually was a movie I enjoyed.
Okay.
But yeah, a lot of his stuff is just not like streaming.
Hmm.
And I'm not crazy enough to go and buy a bunch of shit I've never seen.
I think that makes a lot of sense.
I have thought about rewatching some of his stuff on Westworld, but...
I mean, it's a good show.
He plays a really good villain.
He does.
And that's weird because he seems like such a nice guy.
He's very supportive of his fellow actors.
Yeah. He is great on Instagram, loves to post videos of himself singing.
Welcome to the Ben Barnes fan club. So I am going to make you talk about the rest of the episode, even when he's not on screen. You okay with that?
Yes.
We start off with these interviews where she's taping depositions. And we have Dina Madani going in and trying to get Frank to say everything she needs to say. And he's acting as if he doesn't understand that she needs him to say everything and spell it out on tape for a reason.
He's just such a grumpy, grumpy man.
Yeah. It's like, come on, you know exactly what she's doing and why she's doing it. Stop pretending you're not very bright, because at this point, it's pretty clear that you're capable of understanding things.
Yeah. It's like he can't help himself to, like, fight back or be difficult.
Yeah.
Because he's spent so much time having to, I don't know.
I think he's Oscar the Grouch.
Kinda.
Little bit. What did you think of the reveal? Were you surprised?
Which reveal?
That he was the one who killed...
Did we not know that?
We did not know that.
Okay. I think I just always assumed it was probably him.
Hmm.
I don't know. Because that didn't seem like a surprise to me, so I thought I knew it.
Oh, okay.
So I guess I always assumed it had to have been Frank that did it. Maybe it's because I've seen television.
You're joking.
It would be too easy for it to have been Billy.
Or anyone else, really.
Yeah. At this point... It just would have been, oh, well, here's another reason for her to hate Billy. But for it to be Frank, it's another reason for Frank to be upset about the entire situation.
But this is when I started noticing this and the scene with Leo, when I started noticing how the director was spending a lot of time on the actors' faces to let them react and actually show the emotions.
Mm-hmm.
Because they did such a good job on both those scenes.
Yeah.
That was how I realized I hadn't known that before, because she didn't know it.
Okay.
Because we already talked about Leo and everything before, and that we both like that actress.
Mm-hmm.
She's pretty good at it. And then we have David obviously not going to play along until he gets what he wants, which makes perfect sense to me. Did you see the shocking moment coming?
I thought something was going to happen, but then I was like, but that just is too easy.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I fell for it.
No, that's good.
I thought it was fucked up. Like, he gets his family back just to be shot by Homeland.
In front of them again.
Yeah. But that also made me question. Homeland Security is not going to accidentally shoot their own guy.
I mean, worse things have happened in real life, but not on a TV show.
And it's not like it was from far away or anything either. So, like, Billy should have known.
I was actually surprised that he went with it, because it's... You'd think he'd take the sniper rifle scope and look to make sure that he's breathing or not.
I think he was just pissed that his plan was falling apart.
It was. Were you surprised what Frank did?
Which part? You have to be more specific. He did a lot of things.
No, I know. I was hoping that you would go with something and run with it, but I meant taking off his transceiver.
No. I didn't know why. I figured he was wired up and he didn't want it, but he knew he was going to be taken, so he didn't want them to... find it.
Yeah, he was futzing too much with that one button.
Yeah, it was too obvious. That was going to come back later, like, oh, he dropped this. Plus, I think Frank went into this expecting to die.
Or, you know, he gets what he wants. But one way or the other, there were going to be bodies on the floor.
Yeah. So this guy who plays Rollins, he was on The Expanse. And it took me a couple of episodes to place him because it had been a while. And I was like, why do I know this guy? Mm. And then it occurred to me, like, a weird flash of him with his, like, blind eye. And I was like, oh, it's from The Punisher.
Oh.
And I'm like, no wonder I don't trust this guy. It's because he's that guy from The Punisher. He's that asshole from The Punisher.
Yeah, that is the mildest thing you could call him, all things considered.
He turned out to be not so bad a guy on that show, but it took a while for me to be like, I don't trust it. You've got to be double-crossing. There's no way that you're actually doing good things.
Do you feel that way whenever you see Ben Barnes on anything?
Haven't watched him do anything where he's not a bad guy. I went into this thinking, oh, he's obviously the bad guy. And then he stupidly charmed me and got my defenses lowered. And then it was a slap in the face.
I'm sorry. Will you ever forgive me? Probably not.
No, I'm not mad at you about it. I'm probably more mad at me. Like, I should have known. I should have trusted my instincts. He always plays the bad guy.
Yeah. So with the scene that we have where it's flashing back and forth between Frank and his wife and Frank getting his face beaten in. Mm-hmm. We both said it was, and this was before we recorded too, but we both said it was incredibly violent. Were you able to watch the whole thing?
Yeah.
I hid my face.
Really?
Yeah.
I mean, it was hard. It was hard to watch. And I've watched it twice because I watched this a while ago. And then when I realized, like, oh, right, this is a rough episode.
Yeah, I think I've watched it 4 times now, and every time I have to hide my face.
Well, which part of it affects you the most?
When he starts getting his face punched in and he has to spit out the tooth and then they keep on punching his face.
Yeah. When he's mostly unconscious and I need to know how they made his lips so swollen.
With a lot of silicone or latex or whatever.
Because it looks just like his lips would look if they were swollen. It doesn't look like, I mean, I obviously they use makeup. It doesn't, there's not like a telltale like bump under like the front of his teeth to show that it's pushed out.
Yeah.
So it's not like they like shoved cotton in there or whatever. But it was really impressive because the swelling went down later, as it probably would a bit.
Yeah, it's what they did. Makeup wise to make him look like he was trashed was quite impressive.
Yeah.
So when you were watching everything going on, did you expect Agent Orange to come back?
Yeah, that didn't surprise me.
Was there anything that did surprise you out of the scenes with Frank in the underground lair?
Like, there's so much tension between him and Billy, but the fact that they know each other so well that they weren't able to play into each other's traps, if that makes sense. Billy was trying to upset him, and Frank was like, whatever. You're going to do what you're going to do. And then Frank was trying to get a reaction out of Billy, saying things like, you sold yourself for this or whatever, whatever it was that he was saying. And I don't know. It was really interesting that they didn't show... Frank didn't push Billy's buttons enough to get him to, like, come in close and hit him. You know? Which is how these things normally go.
Yeah. The interesting thing I found was when he promises Frank, it'll be quick, it'll be clean, I promise. And then Frank uses it to get to a knife to stab Rollins. Billy still holds on to, I promised him it was going to be X.
Mm-hmm.
And keeps to that promise, even though he knows that all of this was bullshit. And that surprised me a little.
Maybe the only person that Billy's ever actually cared about is Frank. So he doesn't want him to suffer, necessarily.
Yeah.
He's got a lot of enjoyment out of watching Frank kill Rollins.
It reminds me of a couple of different shows or books where I've read that there's somebody who has any social personality disorder where the person can't have actual feelings. So if they actually care about somebody, it's like some people feel about a pet.
Hmm.
They're not quite to the level of a person, but they're like a favorite pet.
Okay.
Or a doll or something that they care about, just more as a how it relates to them, not as an individual being. And that's kind of how I feel, it seems. And maybe it's just from me reading and seeing all those different other media, but that seems to be how Billy feels towards Frank. I'm going to put him down, and I'm going to put him down in a nice way.
Yeah, right. He doesn't want him to suffer.
Yeah. This was my good dog.
He also wasn't as affected by the things that Frank was saying to him about him, because what Frank was saying was true.
Mm-hmm.
But when Rollins made it clear that you're a tool in my arsenal, you're the gun, I'm the guy behind the gun. You're replaceable, you're nothing, I don't care. I can pin all of this on you. That made him more angry. But he's still not going to get his hands dirty. He's interesting because he's not, other than what he did in that warehouse where he killed Sam, he's not the one doing the killing. He's making other people do his work for him.
Yeah.
And even here, where he definitely wants Rollins dead, he's still not, he could have shot him himself. It would have been easy. Then he could take care of Frank however he wants. But he still let Frank do it.
And the strange thing to me was, you saw how bad Frank was. How did he know Frank was going to win?
Adrenaline?
I mean,
he was shot up with adrenaline, and also just that absolute desire to kill this person.
And also, Frank is the Punisher. Which I mean, it is a story, and I get that. But at the same time, I was looking at it, and again, this was the fourth time I had watched it, sat there and went, all things considered, looking how bad Frank is, how much blood he's lost, how much pain he's in, the fact that he even stands up is astonishing.
Yeah. Well, but he was shot up with adrenaline.
Yes.
So that helps.
Yes, that was very smart of the writer to put in there.
Yeah, because even like having a break... the zip ties. Billy helped him out there, but he didn't completely clip it.
No.
To make it 100% easy, considering it had been tied up for a while. He wouldn't have been able to do that, I don't think, without the adrenaline either.
No. Well, and on top of which, if the zip ties fell to the floor, then Rollins would know.
Yeah, true.
So I think that was part of it. But what did you think of the flashes to Frank's wife, Maria?
It was fine. That was the only part I found boring.
I didn't like it much either. I did think it was interesting they decided to tell us that Frank was out the day that they went to the carousel. He made the decision that he was done.
Yeah.
And I thought it was nice that they had an actress who was very pretty, but not Hollywood. Yeah, out.
I thought about how they didn't make her be blonde.
Yes.
Which I appreciate it. Like, she's very pretty, but she looks like somebody that he would be with.
Yes. It wasn't unbelievable that he would find a woman who was beautiful, but also looked like she was the mother of two children and married to a Marine.
Mm-hmm.
So that was nice.
Yeah. And I thought, like, they could have made this way more angelic, especially with the way that Hollywood does that, where it's always a dead blonde.
I mean, she is one of the original fridges, I guess.
Very true.
I also closed my eyes when Frank finishes off Rollins.
Yeah, that was rough. That was some Game of Thrones, Oberyn Martell shit right there.
Ooh, I couldn't do it. I could not do it at all. I got a kick out of the IT woman. They made her nice and quirky.
I don't know how she wasn't more scared.
That was the weird thing. She must have been used before multiple times.
Yeah.
But she also didn't know to keep her mouth shut.
Yeah.
Because she goes, Jesus Christ, you people are... That kind of surprised me a little bit. Because I'm sitting there going, lady, I would be just absolutely mute if I were you.
Jesus Christ, you people. Seem fun.
She said, Jesus, that's messed up.
Oh. Jesus, those are nice pants. See you. Bye. I love you, bye.
Oh my god. So then we get to Sarah and David getting their reunion. Was this what you expected?
Yes. I expected her to be a little more angry. But it was realistic. Like, she was mad. She expressed that she was mad, but also such a relief. And he did the right thing. He didn't get defensive.
And then they did the group hug.
Yeah.
which is unsurprising in the slightest.
I mean, I understand they told her in the car what happened, that it was a setup and it was done this way so that they could get away and all of that. But it still seemed unnecessarily cruel.
Mm-hmm.
I also understand why, from like Madani's side, why it needed to be that way. It had to sell.
Yeah.
And having Sarah and Zach already in the car and then David getting shot wouldn't have sold as well to the people watching, including her psycho ex-boyfriend.
Well, and at that point, if they're in the car, she's still going to pound on the windows and everything. But what if she decides to drive the car, or she decides to get out of the car, or all those other things that people can do when they lose their minds out of grief?
Yeah. It just, in the moment, when I realized they probably didn't just kill him, there's no way they just killed him, I just thought, like, that's really mean to put these people through, even for a few minutes.
Yeah.
So she had every right, Sarah, to be furious with David for that.
And every other thing that's been going on.
Making them think he was dead for a year. And then also being so relieved that it's not true.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just, in general, it was very hard to imagine being Sarah and not wanting to just punch him in the face.
I was waiting for the slap in the face, but instead she like shoved him, which I kind of liked more. Like, yeah, that actually feels a little more real life, not TV life.
Yeah, because you want to use both hands at that point. You're just like all energy.
And how often do you ever actually slap people in the face?
I have twice.
Well, you have.
You guys, we took an online quiz, and Jamie thinks that I am the most brutal person on earth, apparently.
No, I just know that you have been in fights, and I've never been in a fight.
I mean, the person I slapped, I wasn't in a fight with, so.
Why did you slap them?
Because he's a douchebag.
But see, I would never, I'd be too scared to hit somebody.
It's just a slap.
Yeah?
It's not really hitting them.
I've been slapped in the face once by my mom. And
that's a different scene.
I didn't like it. So I never really, like, I've shoved people before. I've been arguments with a boyfriend or whatever and like shoved them away from me. But even that, like, it takes a lot to get me to that point. But that feels more natural than slapping people in the face. Like, you see people slap people in the face on TV all the time, and I've just never had that like inclination of like, oh, you make me so mad, I'm gonna slap you across the face.
It's more in a situation where you're offended, I think, at least for me. And so then this sense, it wouldn't make sense for her to slap him because she's not offended. She's emotionally a wreck.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I did like that she was shoving him and kind of, I was expecting her to kind of beat him with her fists, not like punch him, but kind of.
Right.
You know, the what
side
I'm saying?
Of her fists. Yeah.
Yeah. But I think that the acting in that scene was really good, too.
Mm-hmm. The acting in this entire episode was great.
Yeah. Yeah, like I said, I think the director did a really good job with a script that didn't, as much as it had things happening, the plot didn't go much further.
Well, I mean, I know what you're saying. It's a lot of, we've known most of this, so now everybody on screen is catching up.
Yes.
So in that way, I can see how for you, it might feel a little anticlimactic. I like what they would refer to for Game of Thrones as two people talking in a room. I like those kinds of scenes. Having Frank and Billy and their snark off. I like that. Do I want to see them punch each other? Kinda. I don't want to see them shooting each other in the heads necessarily. I'm sure it's going to get to that. But I needed them to have their conversation. I needed Frank to ask him, were you there when my family was killed? But you knew about it, like, that for me as a person who cares about character more than plot most of the time meant more. I didn't need the plot to go forward. I needed this to happen.
When Frank actually cried, that was the moment. I think I was just more bored with the Rollins scenes than anything with Frank and Billy. That was interesting, and I agree with you entirely. It's just Rollins is such a one-note character that I just don't care.
And he was just so over the top in his, like, needing to, I got these special gloves. They're just for you. Like, what's in them? Are they lined with something? What makes them? You needed special gloves to hit the Punisher because you're a pussy and you can't do it otherwise.
They're isotoners. Come on now.
He needs to have him tied to a chair so he can't fight back.
It just was...
Like, you're all pissed off that he blinded you with a punch, right?
Yep.
You're so pissed about that, you have to get retribution, but you can't live up to him. You can't stand up to him. He literally needs to be sitting and tied to a chair for you to be able to beat him up like this. He can't fight back.
And have already had his bell rung because they hit him in the head to knock him right out, to take him away.
Yeah. All of the crazy cuts to Rollins, like, yelling in his face and looking all wild-eyed, whatever. I was just waiting for somebody to kill him.
I did forget there was a quick scene before they got Sarah and Zach back. It's Sarah and Zach is asleep in Sarah's arms, and Billy is looking at them, just seething with jealousy.
You're right, and that didn't even occur to me.
It was just a really nice moment. Again, I know I've said it too many times, but this director did a really good job of showing things.
Yeah.
And making sure that those character moments happened.
That makes that scene make more sense to me. I didn't even think of it in that way. I just thought he was mad that his plan had fallen apart a little bit.
Yeah, the whole thing was a little bit different. The thing that surprised me the most at the end, the shocking moment for me, was finding out that they were filming everything, which shouldn't have shocked me, but here we are, that Micro and Frank had thought ahead of time, and just in case he died, they were going to get it on film.
Yeah. Was it filming before Frank unlocked everything?
I honestly don't know, but after Frank unlocked things...
Yeah, that was the important bit.
Yeah.
Because that, while that doesn't give Rollins's admission of being the guy who orchestrated all of this, he said all of that to Billy before they'd unlocked the computer.
Yeah, but he is caught on camera beating the shit out of Frank and almost killing him.
Yeah.
So that would ruin his life and probably put him in jail for a period of time.
Well, it's too bad that they didn't get a chance for that, but like Billy said, Frank doesn't plan on letting us go to jail.
Honestly, it was a nasty enough death that I think it's well deserved.
Oh, yeah. It was a bit much, but that's really, really okay.
Yeah, the violence, rapid stabbing, and then the eyeball thing. Yeah, I was pretty much...
I mean, this is what Frank has been fighting towards. This is the guy who orchestrated the death of his entire family.
Yep.
The murder of his family. So... this was no less than he deserved.
Oh, the man did horrific things in general on a regular basis. I don't feel bad for him in the slightest.
The gouging of the eyes was a bit overkill because he was pretty much dead already. But, you know, Frank was probably in a bit of a, no pun intended, blind rage.
There was a slight intention there, wasn't there?
Mm-mm.
Okay.
I was going to say it, and then I heard it in my head and was like, oh, pun.
So now we know that Billy got away, and we have Frank, who's close to death.
Frank will be fine.
Frank will be fine?
Yeah.
How do you know that?
There's a season two.
So you want to talk about season two now, or do you want to talk about what you're thinking will happen in the next episode?
Well, I think in the next episode, it's going to be the Frank Castle Billy Russo showdown.
Okay, well, how does that happen if Frank can barely move?
Cocaine? It's a superhero show.
Dina's just going to open up a locker of cocaine?
I mean, maybe. She's breaking all kinds of rules.
It is true. She has not followed all the rules lately.
Frank seems to be able to recuperate fast enough on sheer will alone to get the job done.
So he's going to chase down. Is there anybody that we haven't seen that you want to see?
Well, I always like to see Madani's mom because I love Shora Dashulu. I don't know how to say her last name, but I love her.
She's fantastic.
She's in The Expanse as well. She's great. But I'm not sure that it would make sense to see her. I don't really have any predictions of what's going to happen with Madani.
Okay.
All I assume is that there will be the Frank and Billy showdown.
Okay.
That has to happen. They have to actually fight it out.
Where do you think that'll happen?
I don't know. Not in that warehouse.
Not in that warehouse?
No.
Okay. Oh, I'm so excited that you're going to see you're finally going to see the finale.
Yep.
It's going to be awesome.
Now, why don't you talk about season two now?
So, guys, while I was watching this, I went and saw the finale, and then Netflix kept going, and I didn't realize it and walked into the room, because sometimes I forget what I'm doing, let's be fair. And I was just using it for background noise, came back in and realized I was halfway through the first episode, started watching it and going, this is pretty bad.
How so? You said it wasn't well written.
No. It reminds me of a completely different show.
A specific show, or just like, I don't know what they thought they were signed on for, but it's not The Punisher.
You know how there's always a pilot of some guy who's traveling the roads, righting wrongs?
Yes.
Yeah.
No!
Yeah.
Ugh. Look, that's fine for Supernatural.
It was very Supernatural-esque. Even the bar seemed like it was right out of a Supernatural show.
See, this is a tough call because we both really like Supernatural.
Yes, but it's not quirky or fun. It's more one of those pilots that fails.
Okay.
So then the next episode was worse. And the episode after that was worse. And it got to the point where I shut it off, not because I wanted to stop myself before I saw the entire season, but because I couldn't force myself to watch anymore.
Oh my God.
Yes. And this, ladies and gentlemen, with a show that actually had my name for one of the characters.
Spelled like yours.
Spelled like mine. It was so boring. I could write something better, no problem.
So what you're saying is, maybe this one wasn't canceled because Netflix was canceling all their Marvel shows.
I'm saying I don't know why they did what they did.
Did they have like a whole change of like behind the scenes, writers, showrunner, all of that?
I could look it up, but honestly, I feel like they just ran out of material and had to try and make something up for funsies, because I don't remember any of this being in any of the comic books or anything like that.
See, that just doesn't make any sense to me, because I'm unspoiled to an extent. I know now, it's been a long time since the show first came out and we first started covering it. It's been really hard to stay completely 100% unspoiled about who Billy Russo's character is. So I know he's someone. I don't read these comics, so I don't actually know anything about that character, but he's a character. He's a villain in the Marvel comics.
True.
And I know you don't want to spend an entire second season rehashing this first season. Like, now Frank has avenged his family, so we can't just have it all be about his, now he's got to take down Billy Russo. But why can't it just be about, now he's got to take down Billy Russo, who is a fucking slippery motherfucker and smart? Because that's what I assumed season two was going to be, based on just knowing that, seeing this episode, which I watched months ago, and accidentally getting spoiled to the fact that Billy doesn't die in the next episode. I'm sorry, guys.
There was no way, because what does Netflix use for the thumbnail for the show?
A fucking picture of Billy Russo.
Yes.
So there was that, but I'm pretty sure I got spoiled from Ben Barnes. I think it was on his Instagram. Sorry. No. Really love him. I couldn't stay off his Instagram.
It's okay. It's okay. We all understand. This has been 2 years of recording this.
It's been a very, very concerted effort to stay as unspoiled as I possibly can. But I was spoiled to the fact that Billy Russo doesn't die in this season and becomes a villain, a known villain in the Punisher comics.
Yes.
So I went into this assuming that season two was going to basically be the sort of cat and mouse Frank needing to take down Billy. At least partially.
Well, obviously, from his face being on the thumbnail, you know that he's involved in season two.
Yeah.
It is so boring.
That's really disappointing.
I know. I got to the point where I just couldn't watch anymore, and I was so upset because you know how much I love this season.
Yeah.
I really dug it. I think the world of it. I think you're going to love the ending of this season.
Well, then we should just leave it there because I don't want to have my opinion of the show lessened by watching something that's subpar. That's not to say I won't watch it eventually. I'm also eventually going to watch season two of Luke Cage. I'm also eventually going to watch season two of Jessica Jones.
I liked it. I think I haven't watched it yet. I liked it. I liked season three, too.
Fuck, there's season three, too. I'm so behind. Because I started season two of Jessica Jones, and I found it to be pretty boring. I think I watched like two or three episodes.
I pounded down Jessica Jones season two and season three, and this was so boring to me.
Wow.
Yeah. I think even if we got to the point where we were angry about it, we wouldn't want to talk about it because that's not how you and I really talk about things.
Yeah.
I think there are other people that both of us can play off of where we can talk about something and be angry about it and it'd be interesting. But the only time we've really been angry about something was when we were having an argument about something, and that did not make for good podcasting.
That's different. If we both disliked this and were able to find enough to talk about why, it might not be so bad. Because we've both disliked episodes of things before.
Yes.
And been fine with talking about what we didn't like about Jack getting his fucking tattoos.
That was such a bad episode.
It's the worst episode of Lost ever. We have to finish The Vampire Diaries, which people are actually asking about.
That's another reason why I don't think season two is necessarily that big of a deal for most people. I think there's three of you out there who have been diehard fans, and I love each of you very specially. I appreciate you, and I see you, but really, please don't make me watch season two.
No, I'll tell you from experience of as a listener, there's nothing worse than being excited to hear people that you like listening to hate something. Staying in the Unspoiled Network, I will say it stopped being fun to listen to the Daredevil coverage.
Yes.
Because Natasha and Maggie were not enjoying the show. I was really enjoying the show. I love all three seasons of Daredevil.
Same, hardcore
and
same.
They did not. And it stopped being fun to listen to.
Yeah. The same thing happened with Jessica Jones.
Yeah, I didn't listen to their coverage of Jessica Jones.
So you guys don't want to listen to us bag on a show?
You might think, like, no, it'll be really funny. It won't. Because we won't have it in us to be funny about it.
And Miles is funny when he's outraged, but I just am outraged.
I'm only funny when I'm outraged about how mad I am at myself for falling for Billy Russo's trickery.
It is the best thing that ever came out of this show. Still
so mad about it. But I think that the Punisher didn't take off in the way that it deserved to in general.
No.
I think this season was, hopefully the finale lives up, but so far, 12 episodes, really solid television. Really good storytelling, really phenomenal acting and directing, and it just deserved so much more than it got. And I don't know what people were expecting. Or maybe they just thought, like, who wants to watch a show about a guy going around killing people because they don't really understand what the Punisher actually is.
So for next week's episode, I'm going to say week. Let's pretend.
Sure.
What do you want to do besides talking about the wrap-up of the season? Do you want me to tell you about critical reception? Do you want to talk about what the actors are doing now? What works for you?
Any of that's fine.
Okay.
Obviously, I know I've been following Ben, but most of the other people, I did follow the actress who plays Madani. So I saw she was pregnant.
Oh, that's nice.
Yeah. But otherwise, like, Instagram is funny because it doesn't show you everything all the time. So I don't spend that much time on there. So I do a lot of scrolling. So sometimes I see stuff and sometimes I don't, which is why I didn't feel it was a too big of a problem to follow some of the people from this show, because unless I go specifically to their page and look at all of their pictures, it's pretty hard to spoil.
Yeah.
I'm really not seeing stuff very much. I tend to somehow see the same shit over and over, though. For Ben Barnes, I did actually look through a lot of his pictures, which is how I ended up spoiling myself.
It's okay. It's okay. It would have happened by now anyway.
Highly likely.
Because you click on Netflix and it's his face.
Yeah.
So, I think you should go watch the episode.
Okay. I know Jason will be happy.
Yay! Did Jason watch season two?
No.
Okay. Good for him.
But he could not wait for me to watch season one, so he watched all of it ages ago. We were still early days. He watched all of it.
Sigh. No, that makes perfect sense. So I'm going to be very glad for you when you get to watch that. It's a long time coming, guys.
Yeah, I'm excited to see how it wraps up, and I'll just act like that's it. That's the wrap up. And maybe someday I'll watch the terribly disappointing season two.
If you actually finish it, let me know how it ends.
Okay.
That's how
that'll
I feel
be a
about it.
Change. Just fast forward and just watch all the Billy stuff.
I don't want to tell you.
Don't tell me. Wait till next week and tell me.
Okay, I'll tell you next week.
Yeah. But it makes me sad. But at the same time, I would almost rather season two not be good, since there's not going to be any more. So at least it's like, well, then fine. I'll just keep this one season. It'll be like Watchmen.
Yes.
Just one season.
Yes. Great. And it's well done. I'm really glad. I really think you're going to like the finale.
Cool.
So should we wrap things up?
Yeah.
Guys, go be patrons and wash your hands.
Yes. Guys, become a patron of Unspoiled, and you may get to join in on random cocktail hours that we will be doing on occasion when we all have time to do so during this pandemic.
It's pretty fun. We had a Charlie's mm-hmm. Angels lineup of Natasha, myself, and Jamie.
Yeah. Yeah. That next time I'll wear makeup.
That split screen was hilarious, though. Well, Natasha didn't either. I was the weird one.
Natasha looks fine without makeup.
So do you.
Ugh. I put on mascara and I was like, I need some makeup on. I didn't do my hair. I did do my hair. I braided it.
Oh, that's cute. But I just saw your headphones and I liked those.
Yeah. If you become a patron, it helps support A Song of Ice and Fire potentially becoming a show, which would be really fun.
You get to join Mighty Networks, which is the Unspoiled's group that's not Facebook related, so that you can avoid Facebook and avoid all those relatives who are driving you nuts right now.
Mm-hmm. You get to, if you want to, on Facebook, join the Patriots Only group, which is also really fun and has always been really fun. And then there's also all kinds of shows that we also do. You can hear Krista talking about the Great British Bake Off with Natasha, where she doesn't know anything about food. And sometimes I would yell at my speakers while listening.
I never knew.
And you can listen to the Doctor Who show I do with Natasha.
Hope you liked this episode and the next one to come. Glad that you understand our reasons for finishing on a high note. And welcome back, Frank.
Bye.
Ta-da.
That was an Unspoiled Network podcast.